Hello, everyone. This is Bilal from the future. This is actually my episode on psychotherapy. Please enjoy. Hello, future doctors. You're tuning in to Spoonful of Sugar, the podcast made for med students by med students, where we break down complex medical topics into bite-sized pieces for your success. I'm your host, Bilal Rana, an OMS3 at Western University, and today we are talking about some of the main types of psychotherapy. This will be short, simple, and straight to the point. Hope you enjoy. This topic is mid to low yield for step one and higher yield for step two. That said, it comes up enough during step one studies as well as in-house curriculum that it wouldn't hurt to make a quick episode on it. Also, because this is a lower yield topic, we'll skip practice scenarios and just give a quick overview of the different therapies. And the idea here is when you end up running into these during your studies, you'll be a touch more prepared. So here's how we're going to break this episode down. We have three high yield types of therapy. These will be delivered to us in a Q&A format. This is cognitive behavioral therapy, aka CBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, aka DBT, and motivational interviewing. So these ones are the ones that you're going to be guaranteed to see. Then you have five lower yield therapies. You may see them on step one. You'll definitely see them on step two. Because they are a little bit more low yield, we're just going to list them out and just talk about them without a Q&A format. And these will be biofeedback, interpersonal, psychodynamic, supportive, and family therapy. All right, and that's all. Let's get started. Starting off the list for therapies that will show up in both step one and step two, guaranteed, we have cognitive behavioral therapy. So what is cognitive behavioral therapy? So without overthinking it, it's exactly what it sounds like. The idea here is that you want a therapy that targets maladaptive thought patterns and behaviors. So the thought patterns fall under cognitive and behavior as well, behavioral. For exam purposes, the vast majority of the time, the answer will be CBT because it's used in just about everything. Some examples include OCD, acute stress disorder, PTSD, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and so on. Point being, when in doubt, CBT, at least for the purposes of examinations. Now, there are subsets of CBT, which include exposure therapy. For example, if you have specific phobias like heights, needles, spiders. And then there's trauma-focused therapy, which, as you can imagine, might be great for somebody with PTSD. It just goes to show you how flexible CBT is and that most often it is a number one therapy method. Number one. Number two out of three is dialectical behavior therapy. Now, what is this developed for? Yeah, it is specifically used for people with borderline personality disorder. In fact, the person who actually invented dialectical behavioral therapy herself had BPD. And it targets the emotional dysregulation and self-destructive tendencies of people with BPD, such as suicidal behaviors. There are several other therapies for borderline personality disorder. I know for the purposes of exams, we just throw DBT on it and call it a day, but those are not going to be required for exam purposes. So DBT associated with borderline, that's really all you need to know. And last on the high yield list, we have motivational interviewing, which is associated with what? Substance abuse. So when you're thinking motivational interviewing for at least the purposes of examinations, you're really going to want to think about substance abuse. And addictions, generally speaking, are best treated with competing interests, and motivational interviewing helps uncover, for lack of a better word, a motivation for someone to quit when their body just doesn't want to. Essentially, you're kind of asking the question, what's the incentive to quitting? And you just roll from there. So again, motivational interviewing, substance abuse, you're pretty much done. So that's literally it for the therapies that you'll see for step one, at least the really high yield ones. This next one is going to be lower yield for step one, higher for step two. So we're going to skip the Q&A and go right into it. The first one is biofeedback therapy. This is interesting because what this does is it uses signals from the body as indicators of emotional distress. And the idea here is that we're going the extra step of using mental techniques to alleviate these symptoms. So this would be great for somebody who has anxiety, agoraphobia, headaches, or hypertension. So the goal is to really just train the mind to, you know, alleviate the symptoms experienced by these problems. Pretty interesting stuff. Next, we have interpersonal psychotherapy, an evidence-based therapy for depression, focusing on the interplay between depressive symptoms and interpersonal stressors. And interpersonal includes every type of person, from coworkers to significant others. The goal here is to improve social functioning and communication skills. Then we have psychodynamic psychotherapy, also known as insight-oriented therapy. This focuses on the role of the unconscious conflict and gaining insight into how past experiences shape present situations, with an emphasis on society and the environment. It's literally a better version of psychoanalysis, because psychoanalysis is just mainly concerned about childhood experiences and sexuality as opposed to the present, but psychodynamic therapy, aka insight-oriented therapy, also focuses on the present. The second to last one is supportive psychotherapy. This is used to reinforce a patient's ability to cope with stressors. It's commonly used for low-functioning patients or patients in crisis who are at risk for decompensation. So it's very not intense, very low-key. It's just trying to meet them where they're at, support them, and then go from there. And then wrapping up this episode, yes, it's a pretty quick episode, we have family therapy. And family therapy, the goal is to minimize conflict and stress at home. For step two listeners, you're going to want to know that family therapy is helpful for decreasing relapse episodes in patients with schizophrenia. It's just a fun fact to know. It might show up on your board questions, so just keep that in the back of your head. And by way of review, let's quickly go over everything. CBT is essentially the jack of all trades. When in doubt, use CBT. It's targeting thought patterns and behaviors. DBT for borderline personality disorder. Motivational interviewing for substance abuse. Your lower yield ones are biofeedback, which is using the body's symptoms and then trying to use mental techniques to alleviate them. Interpersonal, which is used for social functioning and communication. Psychodynamic, which is better psychoanalysis. Supportive therapy, which is the extremely low-key kind of therapy used for somebody who potentially can't handle some of the more intense therapy. And family therapy to minimize the stress at home. Anywho, that is all for this episode. It was a very short one. Thank you for tuning in to Spoonful of Sugar. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please visit our website at spoonfulofsugar.org and post them under the link for this episode. Good luck with studying, and remember that if you ever have an SOS moment while studying, Spoonful of Sugar is always here to help the medicine go down.